And Mike Cooley.
It wouldn't be no Thug Life album if it wasn't for Man Man and Baez. Because they the one.
What up, though? This your boy DOC. And I got someone very special on the line directly from the Thug Life Tupac era back in the day in Northern California. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself and where you're from?
Hey, man, my name is Babes. I'm from Richmond, California.
Now, a little while ago, I was watching an interview on Vlad TV where Big Sike gave a big shout-out to you and Man Man, and he said for putting up the bread to create Thug Life. Can you elaborate on that? Like, you know, would you consider yourself, like, the co-founder, or like, what was that about?
Well, it was like I wouldn't say a phase. It was like a compilation as far as the record goes, but it was like a phase Pac was going through. I mean, you know, like, first it was the 50 niggas, and then it came on into the Thug Life where, you know, he actually formed a group. And then Interscope didn't want to, you know, put that out there. They were trying to make another image out of Pac and, you know, a weaker image or whatever. So we put up the bread. Me and my cousin Man put up the bread. Because, you know, Pac needed it, and Pac went in and put the other third in.
So I guess, okay, let's start back, go back a little bit as far as, when did you actually meet Tupac?
Man, I met Tupac probably in about 1990. I had an apartment. I used to have a lot of dice games in my apartment. It was a party down at this little lounge. And Mike Kuliak came to the party with Pac. And Mike Cooley, after the party, the dice game was at my house. So Mike Cooley and the chicks and Pac, we all came up to my house in Pinole. And, you know, we shot dice and, you know, I clowned around and, you know, Pac rapped, you know, and we just clowned around. That's when I know he was something, you know what I mean? I seen him freestyle for 2 hours straight, you know what I mean? It was wild.
So how would you describe Tupac as a person, like, before the Thug Life era, before we got to know who he was, like, during that time? I hear a lot about Marin City and different things up in that era. Like, how would you describe that era during that time?
Well, but Tupac was an artist, man. He was a rapper's rapper. You hear me? I mean, I would go to Echo Sound with him and look at him in the booth, you know what I mean? And once you get that look from him, he's going in. I mean, but as far as the gangsterism part, I mean, he really didn't have to be that, you know what I mean? Yet, I mean, he went in that direction, but at first, Pac wasn't, you know, he wasn't into that. He was just an artist. I mean, he wasn't no punk to say, you know, shoot, if given a fair fight. I mean, you know, the dudes in Marin City, they didn't necessarily give him a fair fight, you know what I mean? And shoot, that was a thing with them, if they had anything to say as far as Pac being a punk. But, you know, shoot, Pac was, you know, he was his artist, man. He was, you know, he was a weird dude, you would say. You know what I mean? I mean, we'd be on the planes, you know, flying from different places. He'd be looking at books that you would never imagine. I mean, you would never imagine reading these type of things, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then that's what he would form his art from, you know. But, yeah, Pac was, I mean, he kind of skipped off into that lane. I mean, it's gradually into Thug Life, you know what I mean? As we toured different spots, we went to jail, different spots, I mean, you know, just got to a bunch of trouble, get kicked out of different hotels. I mean, you know, a lot of alcohol involved. I mean, but, you know, yeah, Pac kind of formulated into that, man. He wasn't that at first.
Right.
I mean, coming, you know, he was just an artist, man.
Do you think it was, like, the influences from you, the people that was around him that kind of formed the Thug Life? Or, like, was it a specific message that he wanted to give through the Thug Life, or he just wanted to, like, I don't know how to.
Well, no, he wanted to have thugs from everywhere. I mean, we came from the Bay, you know, Rated R, Mac 10, and Big Sike. They came from L.A. I mean, Big Stretch, he came from New York. You know, he just wanted to formulate, even Tretch. I mean, Tretch was somewhat in Thug Life. I mean, but yeah, he just wanted to form a big, you know, like 50 niggas, like the 50 niggas tattoo he has. That was like a like not a cult, but, you know, like a clan, you know what I mean? And Thug Life became the next thing, you know what I mean? Where, you know, you wanted to get thugs from everywhere. The Crip Blood, we toured everywhere, Chicago, and, you know, we went where the thugs were at. You know what I mean? And that's what we represented. You know what I mean? We represented Thug Life, you know? That's the message you wanted to get across.
Was this before the, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm, like I said, I don't really know the timeline, but I'm trying to, was this before, like, the Outlaws and all that stuff? Did you get the opportunity to mix and mingle with the Outlaws, or were that already put together?
Well, when we went to a fundraiser, it was a fundraiser in Marin City, and the Outlaws were there then. Yav, which was, what they call it, Gaddafi, he had a cast on his leg. And when the stuff broke out, when the little boy got killed out there, you know, we had to lift Gaddafi over the fence. We had to run from these dudes. I mean, it was like the whole park turned on us. So, you know, but yeah, the Outlaws was there then. I don't even think they were even necessarily rapping all like that. I mean, I think Castro, they were. As a matter of fact, they were. And Edie, I mean, they all were there. But yeah, man, those are my dogs right there. I just seen Edie at Sykes funeral.
So I'm wondering, like, okay, a lot of misconceptions of people that have, especially nowadays, a lot of people, you know, with this movie that's coming out. I'm wondering, have anybody from the movie contacted any of you guys from the original Thug Life, like in the Bay Area, you know, to give y'all insight on the movie or anything like that?
No directors have contacted us in anything, and they cannot tell that man's life without telling us. My man is the first one who produced Tupac. The Underground Railroad, Man and Mike Cooley is the first one who got Tupac in the industry. So how could they not mention them? How could they not, a director, not get their story? I mean, at least them. Then there's us. Arsenio Hall, I mean everything, man. I mean, shoot, it's too much to name.
Right.
I mean, up until he went to jail with Man for the rape. So how are they gonna cut around that, I wonder?
Right.
And then they say Big Psych, they haven't even really gave a, you know, mention of Big Psych in the movie.
I'm wondering what type of direction they're going to go in with this, if it's just going to be Hollywood just to sell tickets, or if it's going to be the real story. Because I'm hearing a lot of people, even like yourself, saying, like, they didn't reach out to us to get no information, so how would
I mean, Psych was telling me something about a movie following this movie called Thug Life. It's actually called Thug Life, and the director was going to be actually getting our information. Psych told me this before he died. I was in touch with Psych. Like a month before he died, he told me this, man.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But, you know, I never did find out that, you know, I tried to talk with Atrin, which is Spock's manager. And, you know, I think he managed Psych as well. But, however, I never did get the straight of it, man. But no one ever contacted me. So if they come up with my, you know, my character in there, what am I to do? That's defamation of character, right?
Yeah. They don't suppose to use your likeness.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's been crazy, especially the past couple months, you know, leading up to this movie. But it's like, I kind of be wanting to focus on, because that's a big gray area in Tupac life of the, you know, the Oakland stage. Like, When he was around then, was he pushing the Black Panther cause? Was that what he talking about it? What, you know, was his mom around, or what was going on?
That was his character. Let me tell you, man, Pac was a strong dude as far as that goes, man. He should have stayed on that path. Pac was, so much so to where I was in just different, you know, unsavory things back then, you know what I mean? So I was in the street doing street stuff. And I come back in and Pac would be right there at our spot, you know what I mean? And or we'll be in the Rich Marina at Pac spot, and I come in with the you know, oopla or whatever, and then Pac will be like, man, so what happens if this happens to you? Or, well, you know, he like questioning him, but, you know, because he had never been exposed to none of this. You know, this stuff don't happen in Marin. You know where he came from. This type of stuff, man, they may fight over there. This won't happen over there. So he's like, dang, this, you doing this? Dang, this happened. Or, you know, when I'm coming in, like, man, you know, this is everyday stuff that's happening. You know what I mean? So then from right there, he moved to L.A. We moved him to L.A. I mean, we more or less moved to L.A. with him. You know what I mean? When we were in Marin City and that stuff happened with him in Marin City, he had taken a chick, one of those rats from Marin City or whatever, to his place in Richmond. So then he just fleed the whole Bay Area and went to L.A. That's, that, you know, but Thug Life was born in Richmond right there at the Rich Marina. Then we went to L.A. and met Sype. We went to L.A. and, you know, and met Raiders and Mac 10. Mm. Macadocious, excuse me. And Big Surge.
So he was kind of tough on the Black Panther, the movie.
Yeah, man. When we went, as a matter of fact, when he first moved to L.A., we went to a Black Panther rally.
During that time, did it seem as if like him and his mom was real close? Did y'all get the opportunity to meet her, or she was?
Yeah,
back in New
Finney
York?
Stayed with Pac. I mean, it's been Finney, and when he stayed in Sherman Oaks, because I more or less stayed with him in Sherman Oaks as well. But if Finney stayed, she stayed there.
Right.
Yeah, Finney. I mean, she went on tour with us. As a matter of fact, she done different short shows with us. Did she go on a Thug Life tour with us? No, she just done different shows with us.
Yeah. So what albums was out like during that time, during that era that he was putting out?
Well, I done the Tupacalypse Now. I done like the ending of that onto Strictly for My Niggas, and then the Thug Life. Then we done a Thug Life tour. He introduced Thug Life on the Strictly for My Niggas when we was done touring the Strictly for My Niggas stuff.
Right.
We done about 30 shows with the Strictly for My Niggas stuff, and then he was promoting Thug Life. Like we do a couple of tracks on on the Strictly for My Niggas tour, but then we went on the Thug Life tour.
So all right, now the part, did you see a difference in him like after around the rape case, like once he went like leading up to that case, and like afterwards, what change did you see in him after that?
Well, first off, that rape case was a bunch of trash, man. I mean, back then we were young. I mean, shoot, we were young and wild, true enough. I mean, but man, we used to come from the house of blues, man, with dimes, man. I mean, and it was good, you know? I mean, not to even get too so far into it, but I mean, I know, man, this is someone I never not knew. You know what I mean? This showed me the game, you know? So I knew better than that, even though I wasn't there personally, but you know, and so when it went down, it was just already understood. Like, you know, so I know y'all didn't do it, man, that's wrong. Y'all got caught up. Y'all put yourself in that situation. But then, you know, I guess you would say when he guys just start messing with Suge and them, you know what I mean? I guess he like, you know, switch reels. I'll say that.
Yeah.
You know? But now, you know, it didn't never come down to him, you know, getting disrespectful or nothing like that. But now, you know, that's what kind of change I seen in him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe because he wasn't around the same characters, you know, such as Psych or, you know, Nuke or, you know.
Well, they were more like mentors in a way?
Well, yeah. Psych was all of, you know, he was older, you know, he's older than us. So, you know, Psych was like, had a command a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, I mean, shoot, Pac was our friend. He wasn't, I mean, yeah, we toured, he paid us some, you know, but we didn't really count on that. I mean, we had other vendors that we were into, you know, so, you know, we were more or less his friend. When we, you know, that was our partner. That's how we ran. So, you know, he felt that family vibe, that family orientation, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that he had never felt. Because when he was over there in Marin, he never felt that about them dudes over there. Them dudes always hating on him. So when he got with us, you know, that's how it was. So when he got with Suge and them, man, like I said, you know, he went a certain way, man.
Now, were y'all still, and I know you say y'all the ones that moved him down there to L.A., even, but he was down there for maybe, unfortunately, was down there for what, like a year, year and a half? Was y'all around during that whole time, like throughout that whole All Eyes on Me process and all that stuff?
No. Once him and Man caught the case, that's when things separated. I mean, you know, that's when Suge built. I don't even know Suge.
Right.
You know, Suge. I don't know him to disrespect him or respect him.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you know, that's what that is.
So I'm trying to see now on the timeline of, so if that happened with the Suge and all that stuff, so the very first shooting that ended up happening, was y'all out there in New York? Was y'all around during that time when that very first shooting happened out in New York?
I believe Man was, if I'm not mistaken. I believe TV. Man was with Pac.
Yeah. So
that happened before the rape, right? So yeah, I believe Man was with Pac back then, man. And it was crazy how, you know, I heard how it went down and everything. I talked to Big Stretch and, you know, It was just a big mess, man.
What, like, was the temperature, like, out back on the West Coast in y'all area, you know, like, was it more or less, like, we got to protect him more to keep him away from the bullshit, or was he starting to stray off on his own, or?
Well, see, me and Pac the same age, like, and not to say that even, that's neither here nor there, but, I mean, you know, I was wild back then, I mean, and alcohol didn't make it no better, but, you know, and man, like, wasn't as, you know, he wasn't as wild, never has been like that, you know what I mean? So he kind of, like, would, you know, suggest different things, but then Pac had the you know, the upper hand, like, you know, but, you know, he would just tell Pac, you know, not to go so hard, you know?
Right.
And Pac, but Pac just felt so strong about, you know, like, different things, like about police, mistreatment of, you know, just wow.
Right. Because he actually went through a police brutality, like, situation. Was that was up there in the Bay?
Yeah, that was in Oakland. Him and man was over in Oakland, someplace, I believe, downtown Oakland. And a crowd, you know, surrounded him or whatever, and the police, you know, whooped on him, and he sued him.
And then from that point, that's when he just started going hard on the police.
Well, I mean, I've been in the Hilltop Mall here in Richmond, and a girl was, you know, just following Pac. You know how girls see celebrities or whatever? But you know, back then, Juice had came out, I believe. I'm not sure, but... And the security guard, like, grabbed her arm, like, you know, almost broke her arm.
Right.
And Pac, like, stepped up and, like snapped, you know? And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so...
See, from the outside... Yeah. See, from the outside looking in... say, for instance, for an individual like myself that was just watching Tupac on TV and movies and stuff, you know, I don't know if it's a misconception or not, but a lot of people felt like during, because you just brought the movie up, Juice, a lot of people was like, he never left out of that character, like, personally knowing him, like, behind the scenes. Did you ever hear that or feel that, or you felt like he was the same person throughout that whole stretch?
Yeah, I would say that too. Honestly, I would say that.
What, that he never left out of that
role? He never left Bishop. Mm. He never left Bishop. Never left him. I mean, even the guy on the role he played on Above the Rim.
Yeah.
That guy never left him. I mean, you know, but yeah, I mean, Pac was a good dude.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
let me just tell
yeah.
you that Pac was no punk. Pac was a good dude, man.
Yeah.
Straight up. I mean, shoot. All this wannabe, yeah, he's not a gangster because of this or because of that. I mean, you know, shoot, he shot a policeman, man. Right. I mean, you know,
see, that'd be the thing to me. Like when people misinterpret being gangster with just being true to self. Like what I'm from hearing from you is that this individual that you knew, he stood on certain principles and would go for
that,
you know,
and was real about it,
right. And I think that's I think that's a part of his legacy that people need to focus on more than just the few negative things. Because as a celebrity, you're gonna go through shit, unfortunately. But it just
no. But it's one thing I noticed, man. Pac used to cuss out Interscope a lot. Like I'm calling them all kind of bitches, and excuse my French, but I mean just call them, man, fuck y'all, this and that, and hang up on them, and then you'd be right back talking with them, right?
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't clear his samples on a lot of stuff, or they would tell him back and forth. It was as if they were trying to mold him into a certain character.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't clear his samples on certain stuff, you know, on, just say for instance, like the stuff Suge Knight later on brought out for him that actually made him, you know, the All Eyes on Me, you know, they wouldn't let him bring out things like that. Mm. They wanted to keep him in another character.
Right.
And the Brenda's got a baby character, or the, you know, they don't want the thug life, like I was saying, they didn't want thug life to come out.
Was it because they wanted to try to separate, like on the business side? Do you think they were making that decision because they were trying to separate? Now, to say for instance, just like okay, so you and Man's put up the money. Do you think Interscope was doing that because they were trying to separate the two entities so you guys wouldn't get a piece, or? Or you think that was like a deliberate decision?
I don't know, but all I know, when it all came down, there's an album called Are You Still Down? Mm-hmm. That right there is what my money paid for right there.
Yeah.
In it, Thug Life Volume 1, that wasn't what we paid for. Ready for Whatever, you know, all those. I mean, it's different tracks that end up in different places, right? But that's the money that we put in. That's the Thug original Thug Life Volume 1. But then Interscope went...
Chilling. Let me start off and ask this question, just to clarify some things. The picture that's floating around with Pac with a Braves jersey on, and it's a young lady that's sitting next to her. Is that Ayana or is that someone else?
No, that's Tracy.
Doc Hex.
That's
TV.
Tracy from Los Angeles. I don't know her as Ayana. I never met Ayana. As I said, Ayana was never along for any trips.
Okay. And she was a part of some type of group, or what's her, she had a nickname, she was in a rapper or something?
Oh yeah, Trey Paper, she was just, you know, she was a homegirl, you know what I mean? She was, man, you know, she was with Thug Life, you know what I mean?
Okay. And this particular picture, where was that at? This was where?
Well, in the picture, if you're talking about the one where Pac had a...
the white hat on?
Yeah, the white hat on. I believe that was at Jack the Rapper, if I'm not mistaken, or another show we did, because I believe Tracy went on another show. We done Jack the Rapper at Atlanta, and as a matter of fact, we left for the Thug Life tour from Jack the Rapper at Atlanta.
Okay.
And had to sneak Pac out of there, you know what I mean, from Jack the Rapper at Atlanta, you know what I mean? Trey Paper know what I mean. Okay. But anyway, yeah, so I know that was not her. She was never around, you know, I don't know her.
Right.
I ain't never mixed her. So, you know, I don't know how could that be?
Right.
And that picture right there was at in the hotel room. Okay. I believe the Outlaws is in there, if I'm not mistaken. One of the Outlaws is in there. It looked like Qatari was right there.
The one with
but
the
I'm Coogee, not sure.
The one with the Coogee on, you say you think that's Qatari?
I'm not sure if that was Castro or not. Yeah. I'm trying to actually find the part right now.
But it's 100% the girl with the white towel on her shoulder, that's Trey Paper, that's not Ayana.
That's not Ayana.
Okay, because the reason why, because even myself, I have to say it, even myself, you know, because when you Google Ayana's name and during that time of the trial, along with her other pictures that come up from social media and stuff, that picture comes up along with other documents.
Well, no. It has. I'm looking at a picture right here where it says it has arrows pointing to Tupac with his head circled, mm-hmm. and then it says Tupac accuser.
Right.
Okay, and I guess it's supposedly her, but that's not Ayana. That's Tracy.
So, okay. This basically all this started off. The Ayana Jackson situation happened in '93.
Yeah, it was in '93.
Okay. So what do you remember around that whole situation? Like, you know, do you remember why they even went to New York? Like, was they out on tour? Like, what do you just remember about this whole situation?
Well, as I was telling you, man, I had gotten into a terrible car accident, and you know, I was rendered, you know, bedridden, you know, for a while, and at the same time, I was, you know, off to other things, but. I don't know exactly why they went out there. Maybe it was a some kind of a conference or an interview or something like that, but I'm unsure. I just know the result of it.
Right. So they end up kicking it with the girl, and you saying you know how your cousin and everything move. Once that situation happened and everybody got arrested, now, what exactly happened with man? He got arrested in the situation, and did he serve the 4 or 5 months and have five years probation? Did the charges get dropped, or they did time served? Like, how did that work out for him on his end?
Well, I'm unsure exactly how the resolution was, but I believe man like served like 4 months or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and Pac was bonded out on a appeal bond, I believe.
Right.
And, you know, I think man's case ran its course after Pac expired.
Right.
Or something to that effect. I'm unsure of it. Because I wasn't involved in the inside of that, and you know, it was the way it was.
So once they came back from New York and came back to California, like what was the type of discussions that was going on between? Did you have any direct conversations with Pac or Man about this situation?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay, and what
of course I did.
Like, what did y'all talk about as far as the situation?
Well, it was foul play. It was foul play, you know, and by me being in those kind of situations with them, you know, in times of parties and so on and so forth, I knew what went down, you know. I knew exactly what went down, and it was messed up, man. It was messed up, and she went ahead and done some shit like that, man.
When you say foul play, you mean like foul play on her behalf?
On her behalf.
Okay.
For her to even scream rape, you know what I mean?
Right.
For her to even scream rape, that's what chicks of her nature do, you know what I mean? And it comes back on them every time, full circle.
Right.
You know, that's why she run around here now, you know, and then outlived her whole years or whatever she was doing, you know, in her life. And she unsatisfied, so she gonna come clean. You know, it's driving her crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She is very lucky that there ain't no target on her back.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for some foul shit like that off the top. You know? And then, you know, that's just a hell of an unfortunate situation, man.
Right. Now, when they came back, they were just totally denying it. Like, you know, they were just saying this didn't happen. So when you watch the videos of her saying that Charles Fuller was picking her up and sending cards and all that stuff, like, what was
that? That's a damn lie, man. That's a damn lie. That's the type of shit that's the type of chick right there that, you know, we hit on arrival. You know what I mean? And she, especially if she put an act like that, and then she was kind of reluctant to say she went down on Pac, you know what I mean, in the club. Why is that?
Right.
You know? And then she goes on to say that she comes clean. Oh yeah, it was consensual with Charles Fuller, but everything else was, you know, the way it was. No, hell no. Okay, man, that's just so inconsistent. You know, the bitch running around with all these inconsistencies, yet somebody get convicted and up against the rest of their life. Right. You know what I mean? that's just a messed up thing, man.
Which end up altering the rest of his journey for the rest of his life.
Because... Yeah, man, that's how come I speak so down on the punk bitch, man. You know what I mean? I don't not normally try to, you know, go derogatory at a woman, you know,
right.
Really, anybody for that matter. But, I mean, she changed the direction, man. Pac would have been evolving, man.
Yeah.
You hear me, man? Seriously, we growing, man. You know, seriously, even me, my mind's changed.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can imagine what his mind would have been. I seen the direction it was going, like I was telling you, you know? With the Black Panther, with the, you know, with you know, everything that was pushing forward, man.
So when he
really, I seen everything that was pushing forward, man.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, like, when he came, when everybody came back to California, they came back because I'm trying to make sure, like, just during this timeline of what's going on, this 93 going into 94, whatever the case may be. Once they came back. Did you say you guys were all not maybe like staying together, but y'all was still click tight? Y'all, this is before Pac officially moved down to L.A., or was this like in between that little gap right there? Or did he
right? Oh, no, he had been in Los Angeles for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He had been in Los Angeles for a minute, around about at this point. Yeah, but like I said, that right there was the breakup. You know, when once the girl screamed rape. And, you know, the charges was filed. Things got kind of, like, messy, you know? Got kind of, like, blurry and obscured, man. So everybody kind of broke wide and went their separate ways.
Right. Well, you think he was upset with not only her, other individuals as well? Or, like, I guess people, even myself, but people want to know, like, what mindset was Pac in, like, during that time? Of course, we've seen different interviews like that I put up yesterday where he was totally denying it, but, like, what type of mindset was he in?
Well, as I said before, we were young back then. Pac couldn't wrap it around his mind that, why am I in so much trouble? You know? And I wasn't the only participant. You know? Why am I, you know, being rolled down on like this?
Right.
You know, and of course, and not to be snitching or not to be, you know, but I didn't rape her. I mean, clearly she says she, you know, gave me head in the club and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and so on. Why am I being, you know, Pac was like ecstatic, man. He was tripping out.
Yeah.
You know, that's the price of fame sometimes, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real.
And now,
I just hate the fact that now, like, over the internet, they got Trey Paper. You know what I mean? Our close home girl, Trey Paper, out of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got hurt. All on there talking about
as if she is Ayana or whatever her name is. I see her play, her name comes through YouTube. That's Trey Paper. She was at Jack the Rapper with us, and she went along on the bus with us. She was on a tour bus with us for a few shows.
Right.
Excuse me.
Now you say Tupac was ecstatic about the situation. Hold on. What was Charles Fuller or man? What was he saying? Like, was he silent about the situation? He
went. It's already understood. What we thinking from the same mind. Like, you know, this is how close we are.
Right.
You know, so it was understood what went. Like, damn, y'all got caught up in it. Damn, you know, I was like, damn, you know, this old funky ass bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously, man, that had me really, because I know how it be. You know, like I told you, man, we came from the House of Blues, man. We came from the Jamaica House, man. We came, you know, and partied, man. And everything was clean, consensual.
Right.
You know what I mean? For real, man.
And at one point,
now I look at the bitch, man. I look at the broad and be like, you know, I can't believe, man. If I was there, man, I probably wouldn't even touch that bitch, man. Nah, let me stop lying. Let me come back. I mean, me come clean, man, on your show, man. Because I never know how it was around there, man.
Yeah.
But not real,
not,
you know.
Not no bad-looking motherfucker just once she open her mouth.
Yeah.
Rocks in it. When I look at her
she might have been shot in his direction, man.
Right. And that's
do you hear me? And then that'd be like, you know, man, everything worked, you know, good for one person, like, you know.
What do you, now, you know, it's a whole bunch of conspiracy theories and stuff like that, and you just, you know, kind of mentioned it, that she might have been placed there purposely, and people were saying, like, I know you've seen the movie that, and other people and other entities say that, like, I believe they say that Haitian Jack's supposed to, like, put her on her. Was that, you heard that before?
I seen something like that, but, you know, you never know, man.
You just never know, yeah.
You never know. I mean, when a chick like that, with a punk, faggot bitch like that, man, get around some celebrities, man, she see opportunity and possibilities, man.
Right.
You know, that's all she sees, so she go for what she know. You know, and if she don't know it all, somebody else do.
Right.
So they gonna put something else on her mind. You know what I mean? So she gonna aim like a bullet.
Now, this is something I definitely wanted to ask you. You had said, like, definitely when y'all used to go out on the road on the tour and stuff like that. You didn't say it as if it was your responsibility, but you used to try to make sure shit like that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Man, like, used to be like, I mean, consent was the main thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you even having a, it might not even be a fire in the room when it's going down. You know what I mean? Who wants to be around a chick that's unhappy and then y'all be supposed to be partying and then she's like, she wants, you know, no. Never
TV.
Like that.
Right.
I mean, it was never nothing, you know? Never nothing Ari, man. Everything was velvet smooth every time. I mean, whatever was going on, man. That was some childish things that were, you know, full of frolicking anyway.
Right.
You know, back then in 92 and whatever, man. We, you know.
Now, let me.
It was childish, man.
Let me ask you this, because it's been some people trying to figure out, okay, did all this happen in one night, or did Pac, because she said that Charles Fuller was sending
no, like I was telling you, man, a bitch like that, man, is something that Pac would have picked up on arrival, man. You know, it wouldn't have been like she was dating Pac, and she said that Charles Fuller picked her up from Los Angeles at the airport. I mean, we stayed away in the Bay Area, man.
Right.
So why would he, you know, come on now. He would fly away from Richmond to LAX, you know, just to, man, come on now.
Yeah.
Because he was a road man, so she assumed that Charles was in close proximity of Pac all the time, but it wasn't like that. See, she didn't know how to add her lies up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Silty, man, I really, Pac would have changed the face of the earth, man, by now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Seriously. He was evolving.
Was there anything else, like, in her interview that stood out to you that was complete lies?
Man, well, just the fact that she said Pac would date her and, you know, man would come pick her up and, you know, from the airport and, you know, and then to the point of, oh, yeah, Charles Fuller, it was cool with Charles Fuller, but, you know, everything else was like it was. How was that? I mean, seriously, you know, she come with all these inconsistencies. I mean, in those time and days, man, if I'm mixing a chick with you, right? Okay, how is it that You didn't rape her, if it all fall bad, but I did.
Right.
I don't understand. I mean, you know. So, I mean, and then at first, how did man even get charges brought on him? You know what I mean?
Is that that?
Really, how to even sever the cases and, you know, really, man.
So when you say when they sever the cases, like, they end up, everybody had, like, different attorneys and...
Yeah, you know.
Because initially, at the very beginning, she was accusing everybody in the room.
But you know something? Yeah. And then, like I said, I wasn't there, and I don't want to be far-reaching with this, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, but then again, I it's some stuff that I do know.
Right. Right,
and that's something I do know.
Right, now I guess just more or less for people, because there's so many, you know, I see when you put up videos, 100% of the people don't believe her anyway, especially since, like what you said at the very beginning, she didn't even want to admit to giving them for, you know, doing anything in the club.
Yeah, man.
That created, you know, making her story incredible from there, and then it, like, she was fishing for answers, you know what I mean? So it's like little bitty pieces. Just so people can't leave out of this situation in their mind even thinking, well, maybe this happened, maybe, because I've even seen a couple people say, and it might be hard to hear, but I've seen a couple people say, well, I don't believe Tupac did it, raped her, but I believe the other people in the room did. You know what I'm saying? I've seen
it. Man, no. Pac wouldn't have let that go down. Pac wouldn't have left. You know, we didn't run around like that. We didn't run around with no scavengers, you know, savages like that, man, to where, you know, going bad on chicks like that. And, you know, Pac had to stay there to make sure that, you know, things, no, man, it was never like that.
Right.
You know, she just got unhappy because Pac left. I mean, shoot, who wants to sit around, you know, when you get yours, get on, you know?
Right.
However it was going down in there, man. So, therefore, Pac got his and got on, you know. And then, like I said, she seen the possibility and the opportunities, man. So she went for it. She knew, man.
Yeah,
you know,
and I think that's why it was kind of important, even in our first video, to kind of, excuse me, I think that was why it was important in the first video to not focus on it. Like you said, you wanted to make sure that the people know that you wasn't talking about them days hustling in a glorifying way, but for people to know that, because then for anybody that know anybody that's in the game that strong, they're not running around particularly thirsty for chicks. This is something that they used to.
It's this is not nothing, man. We run around raping. I mean, seriously. I mean, man, that's illogical, man.
So I wonder, was this all around the same time that Tupac was quote unquote dating Madonna? And the reason why I'm asking that, because to me it just makes more sense. Like, if you dating high class,
he had ran through her already.
Right.
He had already ran her. Okay. He had already ran her. You know what I mean? Not to, you know, say her, you know, leave her in that light like that, but, you know, that's how it went down anyway.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, for people to be in the right mindset to look at things through a certain lens, you know what I mean? Because if you think that you just have the superstar and then, because a lot of times, like, especially nowadays, you will have the one dude that get on in the rap game, he has all the money, and then his entourage is just the little yes man, the broke boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all already had, that's why I wanted to paint that picture.
Man, but see, listen, when we went on tour, as I explained, we went on the Thug Life tour, right? We had binders, man, that we had to study. You hear me? It was rules in that binder. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, consensual rules, make sure that, you know, 18, I mean, you know, everything to make sure that nobody get, you know.
Right.
Get done, you know, get twisted, man. And it was rules in that binder. And we said, before we took off, you know what I mean? We took off from Atlanta. Before we took off, we was like, you know, these rules was preached to us. You know what I mean? Watani preached it to us. You know, nobody leave the hotel, which, you know, I mean, minor rules were broken, but, you know, as far as that and rapes and no, never, man.
And at one point in time, and correct me if I'm wrong, did you say that, not in a bad way, but did you say Pac was kind of weird in a way where he didn't want females to spend a night with him? Or
man, at once upon a time, man, Pac wouldn't even stay the night with a chick, man.
Because he was afraid of these type of situations happening or getting set up or...
Well, for his own reasons. Right. For whatever reason, Pac wouldn't stay the night with a chick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That just cracked me up because, you know, shit, I was living wild. But him, on the other hand, him, no, he wasn't. He had his own reasons for that. And maybe there was some great reasons.
Right. To try to avoid possibly to try to avoid these situations.
But this is before he was famous. He didn't want to stay the night with chicks.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Really, he did not want to stay the night with a chick.
Do you think her? Now I know, and I want to ask this. Like, it's
that, and that's the reason why I said she said she was. I mean, you know, like I said, man. She said a lot of things that wasn't to be believed, man.
Right. Now I know it's certain things. It's even certain things that I don't ask to leave the room because I know that that there will be a book that's coming out because so many people. It's so many.
Well, my book friend like me is going to explore all of that. Like, and that's why I didn't really want to, you know, focus on pot little ten, you know, way, you know, because I'm gonna open up all of that. You know what I mean?
Right, to be able to sit down and write, just totally reflect. Because I know sometimes in interview formats with certain questions, and I don't know if it, because I know sometimes when I interview people and you ask some questions, especially from something that happened 20-something, well, almost 25 years ago, you know, I don't know if it's hard to reflect or remember 100% of what was going on, but you say some of the blanks will be filled in. Yeah,
it's just so crazy as I've been writing my book, man. Everything is just like coming back to me, like it happened last week, yesterday, you know. But before that, when I was running around and still in the street, man, it was like an everyday thing, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, that's crazy. Well, I'm hoping, because I know, and this is something else I want to address, and you might not have nothing that you want to say about this, but. Because I see it's maybe 60% of the people leaving comments are like, man, they hate the fact that this particular platform even gave her the opportunity to come back out 20 years later to say this. You think this is more of her doing because she's trying to maybe financially benefit off of this, or she's just constantly still trying to prove that he just to tear down his legacy? Do you think this is all a part of that? Because I've been seeing that a lot, and from my perspective, in the past year or so, even longer, it seemed like,
man, she's trying to salvage some of them whole years of hers, man. Yeah. And she knows she on her last leg. You know what I mean? She knows she drained. You know how them hoes be, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know what I mean? Really. And I normally don't even try to disrespect no woman like that, man. But she really changed the face of the earth, man. Yeah. Like I said, man, Pac was coming, man. For real. Pac was coming, man. I know that. And, you know, just the events that she set forth. You know what I mean? He wouldn't even have to be bailed out of jail or, you know, just stuff like that, you know, that I always think about. You know, like I said, she lucky she ain't got a target on her.
Yeah.
You know? For real, while she's servicing up with all these old inconsistencies, want to come to the light now, all of a sudden talking about somebody didn't rape her and she had him up against it all this time, though. You know, that's what kills me.
Right. Would my statement be far-fetched when I had stated, you know, it's, even though Haitian Jack, when I believe he's arrested, and one of the two got deported out of the people that's still living. One of the guys is deported overseas. Another guy is locked up. And I felt like, I'm like, what a coincidence that she's trying to make it clear that, you know, Fuller didn't have nothing to do with it because he's one of the last individuals that's left out of that situation that's still here, you know. I'm wondering, from her mind, like, you know, because of what you said, like a target, not to say that it would come from Fuller or anybody, but just trying to still cover her, you know, cover her edges to make sure that she don't get no real life backlash from these lies that they're constantly putting out here.
Yeah. It's based on all that type of stuff, man. As well as she wants, you know, want to shine a little light for whatever reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope whatever dime she got from this, man, whatever she got, you know, I hope it really suited her well. I hope it was worth it.
Definitely, definitely. Well, is there any last things that you want to say on this particular topic about Ayanna Jackson?
Well, man, I just want to let her know how much of a low life bitch she is, you know what I mean? And I wish her the greatest of hell, for real. And that's real talk, Doc. For real, man. Because like I said, she changed, man. Pac would have changed the face, man. You see what kind of following he had? Imagine if he was here doing multimedia.
Right. Yeah.
Imagine if Pac was here, man.
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody who woke up rapping, man. Who front room was just full of binders, man. Full of, you know, spiral notebooks. Just full. Imagine if he would have been here, man, in these technical days, man.
Yeah,
the game. High advanced technology, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the game definitely wouldn't be the same.
Man, so, you know, So fuck her. You know? Fuck her. I mean, like I said, I don't like really going to rag on chicks, man, but then her, to hell with her, man.
Bet.
And I hope she hear this.